News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
School inspectors may be drafted in to do COVID inspections in schools. Primary principals, though, are not happy with the idea. Damien White, president of the Irish Primary Principals Network. Why are you not happy?
Well, I think we're not happy on a number of fronts, Shane. I think that the fact that it's probably for primary school principals who have spent their entire summer working in school and preparing, and indeed since last March haven't had a break, this is probably the straw that has broken the camel's back.
Why? How does it impact them?
How does it impact? Well, it's just, in many ways...
They're not doing the inspections, are they?
Sorry?
They're not doing the inspections.
The inspectors are being asked now by the HSA to come out to schools and to inspect schools and to see that they're in compliance with... I mean, there are...
Why would principals be unhappy with that?
Well, principals are unhappy because it does put extra pressure that they have another person to deal with and another issue to deal with on top of the literally hundreds of issues that they are currently
dealing
with.
That's the world we live in. I mean, are you saying there shouldn't be inspections of schools?
No, I'm absolutely not. I mean, everyone needs oversight, and our industry or our profession needs oversight as much as anybody else.
The problem
is that their principals at the moment are under savage pressure.
I get that they are. And I'm not lessening that at all. But they've been through the mill and they've done a great job in really horrible circumstances. But how do you get around the fact that their schools do need to be inspected? And whoever does it, they're going to have to deal with that person who's doing the inspection. How do you get around that?
Yeah, I think there were ways and means of doing it that didn't involve the kind of blunt instrument that it is now becoming. Now, and like with all due respect, I'd be one of those principals that love to see an inspector coming in because I can chat to them about what the issues are and so on.
I would have thought another person you can bounce things off. Surely that's welcome.
That's the nature of the relationship between principals and inspectors, and that's the way it should be, you know. But The whole notion of trying to catch people doing wrong or catch people out as such, everybody has put in such an effort.
It's not about trying to catch people out. It's trying to ensure, and I'm sure in the vast majority of cases it is the case, trying to ensure that schools are safe places for kids and for teachers. It's not catching anybody out. It's like saying food safety inspectors going into restaurants is trying to catch out restaurants. It isn't. It's trying to ensure that there's good standards.
I would absolutely concur with you in many ways. We're not trying to avoid any kind of inspection. What we are saying is that the instrument could be different. It is putting time pressure on principals who are absolutely stretched beyond belief.
What should be happening?
Well, I think that there is probably a checklist which could be sent out to lead worker representatives, to boards of management, chairpersons, to the principal, that between them they could look at what all the areas, see are we compliant, and
self-regulation.
It's not just self-regulation, because you send it back, and if you can't, you have to stand over what you sign. And don't forget that we are in schools. We are interested in maintaining our own health, and we're interested in maintaining our own family's health. We're interested in maintaining the health of the children, the staff, and those that they go home to every day.
But sorry, Dame, it would be like sending out a survey to a restaurant saying, are you complying with all the food safety things?
Yeah.
You do need to have an inspector. That's the reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think anyone has any problem with that, but I think it should be, if it's the HSA's work, then it should be the HSA. The relationship with school inspectors is a different relationship. And I'm just afraid of what this might do in terms of the relationship between school inspectors and school principals, school leaders. You know, they have a different, and we could do with the support from the principals in so many other ways. We are looking to try. There are many cases where principals are trying to get in touch with the HSE for advice out of hours and so on. Principals would need a lot of support and guidance around that. We as an organisation, our principals network, have set up an out-of-hours service. I man it myself along with our CEO. And this, the reason we're doing this is because that there's a gap. And we are hoping, we feel that the inspectors who are so versed in schools and the concerns of schools would be better employed supporting schools in that way.
All right.
The HSA leave it to the HSA. We're not against inspection.
Okay. All right. Damien White, President of the Irish Primary Principals Network. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.